Hey, Ralph. How's it going, man?
Pretty good, Pat. How about yourself?
Okay, thanks.
I feel like I need to start the interview with, "That's what's up."
Oh, man, dude. Are you kidding me? I love that, man. You know, you were in Florida, right? Where were you?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's right.
When you guys performed at the big train museum there.
I remember now very well.
There you
go.
That's
what's up. I love it.
I figured that would jog your memory a little bit.
You know, let me tell you something. I got a story for you. I parked my car. My wife and I live outside of Seattle because that's where she's from. So we're there most of the time when I'm not in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I was with my family. We were going to this event, and I was having my wife drop me off because my son was sleeping in the car.
Uh-huh.
So we pull up, and the valet is like, "Hey, do you want me to take the car?" And I go, "Oh, no, my son's sleeping." So my wife just dropped me off, and he goes, "That's what's up." And I was like, "Are you kidding me? Is what that?" What's up now? Like, I don't think he knew when to use it. And I was like, "See, Ralph knows how to use that term, and nobody else does."
There you go. It's great to talk with you again, Pat. First and foremost, I know you had a little bit of a scare. How's your voice?
Oh, man, you know, I hit a wall about, I don't know, a week ago, and I had to get on this steroid. I've never had to do that before. I've heard about other singers doing it, but I just was incapable of singing and lost it in a place in Tennessee and felt super bad about it. But I didn't want to cancel anything on anybody, so I kept going. But I think I'm okay.
I think you're one of the more durable lead singers out there, and I want to say it was your road manager that was quoted. He had a great quote in a newspaper article about him. He said that, you know, any band is only going to be able to go as far as its lead singer can sing. And obviously, that's been certainly a testament to this amazing run that you guys have been on, right?
Yeah, I think I'm in the league of the more I use it, the better it gets. You know, it's more like practice than it is singing incorrectly. Sometimes you just can't help but it's gone. You know, your vocal cords decide that they don't want to do it anymore.
And of course, it's also a reflection of how busy you guys have been. Matter of fact, I just missed you when you were in the area because it was a super tight window, but you recently performed for Sandy Victims in Seabright, New Jersey, a performance that we'll see on television on Christmas. Pat, talk about that a little bit and what that whole experience was like.
Yeah, you know, before what happened in Connecticut, it was the one profound, heartbreaking event in my life. I feel like train fans are more friends than they are, you know, neighbors or acquaintances. And Seabright, I saw a documentary that a train fan who has become a friend, her name is Charlotte Nagy, she sent this, you know, 30-minute kind of video that she put together, and it was really heartbreaking. We just figured, hey man, the natural event would be, let's get together with Charlotte and do something cool for the town that she was referring to. And Seabright was closed down. You couldn't even get in the hole. There are places that were on the beach that are now behind buildings, like things that got moved. Most people, there's not one business that works currently. Many people don't have homes. Everything is bad there. And so when we went there, we did this with VH1, and they decided that instead of running, you know, a half-hour special, at the top of every hour on Christmas, for 1 minute, there'll be interviews or songs or, you know, more about what we did.
All right, again, that's going to be airing this Tuesday on Christmas Day on VH1. Pat Monahan from the band Train joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. Speaking of this Tuesday, are you done with your Christmas shopping, Pat? Where are you in that?
I haven't begun. I am in the Miami airport on my way to Las Vegas for our final event, which is tomorrow evening. We perform at Miss Universe, so I'm super psyched about that. We just came from making our mermaid video with a really beautiful young Sports Illustrated model named Alyssa Miller. So that's it for the year. Then I can go home and have a couple days to shop and decompress. And then I have so much to do next year. You know, there's so much to do. And one of the things that I want to recommend for people to think about as well is there's a band called One Republic that I become friends with Ryan. And he is trying to bring awareness to what happened in Connecticut and trying to bring them some funds. So any kind of donation that you can make there is really cool too. I want to actually, there's a lot I want to do next year. So I'm all hoping that next year will be a lovely year for all of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great what Ryan's doing. We have posted that link, by the way, on our Facebook page as, of course, they try to raise funds for the victims' families in Newtown, Connecticut. It's one heart-wrenching thing after another, Pat. I mean, it's I don't know. It's tough, especially being here in the tri-state area, sometimes to find the right tone and to try to put things into words. It's got to be, I guess, the one comforting thing for you as a singer-songwriter. At least you can kind of rely on that, and you could turn to song and music, right?
Yeah, there is an outlet for me, and I don't take that for granted and try to, you know, be very in tune with it. And I go to Sedona before I write a record and ask for help to, like, do something positive for the planet. You know, it's like my pursuit is not to make more and more money. It's to, like, make a difference in somebody's life. And so it's interesting that, like, Hey Soul Sister, you know, how many letters we got from parents who have children with autism who weren't talking, or they, whatever, they would communicate, and then Hey Soul Sister helped them till they spoke for the first time. We got many letters that were like that. So I don't know how to write about these events and make people feel better, but man, I have to do something, because I don't know, like, what all of this is about right now, but I certainly would like it to be better for people.
Absolutely. Wrapping up with Pat Monahan from the band Train here on The Ralphie Show. You mentioned the music video earlier. Let's talk a little more Train music. Talk about this next single, Mermaid, off of California 37.
Yeah, we're excited about this because I feel like this might be the biggest song off the album as far as, you know, enthusiasm, because people in the UK have been asking for this single since they heard Drive By, and Drive By was massive in the UK, much bigger than even here in the United States, whereas 50 Ways to Say Goodbye was bigger here in the United States. So if the UK teenage girls are correct, Mermaid is going to be a really fun song to take us all the way through the summer. And so, yeah, a girl named Alyssa Miller is our mermaid in the video. We shot that in the Bahamas. We'll be involved with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and it's going to be a lot of fun, man. These girls are super sweet. They're obviously incredibly beautiful, and so it'll be a lot of fun for guys, but also girls, because I'm in it. And I'm looking real good.
I love it. I think we'll wrap things up on that note. The album California 37 is in stores now. And don't forget, on Christmas Day, VH1, top of the hour, every hour, you'll be able to see some of Train's performance over in Seabright, New Jersey. Pat Monahan from the band Train, I'm sure we won't talk. Have a great holiday. Have a great new year. And by the way, if you're when you're at Miss Universe, I don't know if you'll get to meet any of the ladies, but Miss USA, Olivia Culpo, is a good friend of the show. She's from Cranston, Rhode Island. She grew up listening to one of my other stations, 92 Pro FM. So make sure to please say hello to her, and have a great holiday to you and yours.
If I go up to Olivia and I say, "That's what's up," will she be like, "Oh my God, are you a friend of Ralphie?"
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
Happy holidays, man. I'll see you soon. Thank you.